Okay, today is December 28, 2016. Can you tell me your name?
Ann Floyd Huggins.
Okay, and is it okay that I'm recording you?
Yes, it
okay.
is.
Okay. So we're sitting out here at Town Common, and we're talking about the Sycamore Hill Missionary Baptist Church and the area surrounding it. Can you tell me a little bit about your connection to the land here?
Well, my grandmother moved here from out in the county near Blackjack in that area when I was in the eighth grade, and she and my grandfather. I was reared by my grandparents, and his name was John Floyd. He was an invalid at that time. He was mostly sat in the chair, and you know, just very. He was not mobile at all at that time. But she did domestic work. And all, so that's what she did, and of course I walked from here to Fifth Street to Epps High School at that time. Rain, sleet, snow, whatever. that's where I went to school and where I finished. So of course the church was right here on the corner. And my grandmother, being a Missionary Baptist person, lady, she believed in going to church, going to Sunday school, going to church. So I had to go to Sunday school and church every Sunday. Now, if I did not have something that I liked to wear to church that Sunday, and or Sunday school or whatever. If I didn't have any, being a teenage girl, didn't have any hose, you know, stockings as we called them then. Then if they had a run in them and didn't look well enough to go to Sunday school or church, that meant that I didn't go anywhere that afternoon. I didn't go to the movies, you know. So, and my grandmother kept her membership at the Philippi Missionary Baptist Church in Simpson. Okay. That was where she was a member, so that she kept her membership there. But being the only child in the house at that time, I had to go to Sunday school and I had to go to church. And I was right here, you know, so I didn't have an excuse, you know, about the weather or whatever, because I was right here. This is where I joined church, and I sang in the youth choir. I was a member of the BTU, and that's what we call Baptist training, and that met on Sunday afternoon. So. Of course, I remember Dr. J. A. Nemo as the pastor.
Okay.
You know, so I remember him, and the choirs, and of course the other ministers. You know, after Dr. Nemo, of course I was not here. When we moved from this site and when the churches, I mean the burning and all that, I was not here at that time.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Yeah, so did your grandmother still live here then?
Yeah,
she did.
Yeah, and but then I forgot my grandmother. After my grandfather died, my grandmother remarried.
Okay.
So she may not have been here at that time, but she remarried and she married a man from Winston-Salem.
Okay.
So she moved to Winston-Salem.
Okay.
To live. And So then, and my mother lived across town near Seder Salda, where Seder Salda is now. My mother lived over there. And so that's how we kind of got from, my grandmother kind of got from down here by remarrying and moving away. And as I said, my mother was already living across town.
Okay.
So that was it. But like I said, I grew up here from the eighth grade on in Sycamore Hill.
Wow.
And then I lived away for a while, and then when I came back, got married and came back, we were at 8th Street.
Okay.
And so I was there when we, in fact, my daughters, my oldest two, got married at 8th Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was before the church moved to Hooker?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And as I said, you know, I've just been, I have witnessed all of the changes and with the different ministers and all. So I've not moved my membership.
Wow.
So, and all of my children joined.
Okay.
At Sycamore Hill.
So you're still an active family in
yes,
the church?
Yeah. And of course, my youngest daughter still lives here in Greenville. My older two, the oldest one lives in Durham, and the middle one lives in Georgia. This is still their home church.
Yeah.
You know.
What was it like having seen this area when you were a child, living here when you were in eighth grade, and then coming back when it, I guess, looked completely different after
redevelopment? Well, you know, when they were talking about redevelopment coming through, we thought it was going to take a long time for it to happen.
Yeah.
You know, but it didn't take very long, you know.
Yeah.
It just kind of like cleared us out and then went on with, you know, and coming back and seeing, oh, I can't believe that we used to live down here. All of the duplexes that were down here, and there is a park, and where this bank is were houses, you know, all of this were houses. All the way down, we had a dentist, black dentist down on the far end down there. And we had some black businesses up down there, restaurant, grocery stores.
Some of those reopen and some stay closed.
No, they open up somewhere else, you know.
I imagine it looked quite different to know what it looked like, and then in a short period of time.
Mm-hmm, a short period of time. And as I said, you know, we thought it was going to take a long time, you know. Of course, the credit union was not there. You know, there was houses there. And there was kind of a wall and a railing up on the side that you could walk, in front of the church and walk across the river, and of course on the other side too, because there are houses on the other side. Where the post office is, you know, the house is over there. Because the cemetery was still there. Yeah. But I mean, you look at these buildings now and you think they have always been there.
Yeah, because they were there when I came to Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
A number of banks and government buildings are what we see.
Yeah, and you think they have always been there, and that's not the case. Yeah, it's not, that's not what the case. Of course, you know, the courthouse is there. They've added on to the courthouse, you know, but no. You know, this was black community. Of course, the lawyer's office was at that time a bank, I believe. I think that was Planner's Bank.
Okay.
But right in this area was a lot of duplexes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been really amazing to hear everybody recount
mm-hmm.
how vibrant the community was here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And at that time, you know, we didn't know anything different. You know, it was yeah. what was available to us and for us at that particular time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, when they was talking about redevelopment coming through and houses, project, the housing development, what we called back then was the projects.
Yeah.
You know, but that's kind of what. Of course, my mother and grandmother didn't move in there. Of course, as I said, my grandmother moved away, but my mother did not live in public housing. She rented in a private house, you know. But that was kind of the assumption that just about how people were going to move into,
yeah.
you know, public housing. And then there were some sections of Greenville that the whites were moving out of, that blacks were moving into, and that's kind of what happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that stands out that you'd like to share about living here?
Well, it's something that I say to people now looking at rental property. I say that a lot of people don't have a lot of rentals don't have the pride that my grandmother and that generation had with property. You know, they didn't
yeah.
they didn't own this, but their yards were swept. They had flowers in the yard, you know. So that I see is lacking, and that was very very evident in, you know, this area. You know, the older people had their flower yards.
Wow. But yeah. It was beautiful.
And maybe some gardens out in the back, you know, a couple
yeah.
of rows of collard greens,
yeah.
You know, tomato plants or something like that. But that, you know, you don't see that a lot in the with the rental property. And I said to this man that owns some rental property over where I live, I said, why don't you require your tenants to keep the yard clean, keep the paper picked up, and, you know. I said, that's what you should require. That should be a part of their agreement when
yeah.
they rent from you, you know,
yeah.
that they keep the yard up, you know. So, but I didn't mean to get on my soapbox.
No,
I was in support of the renters registry that the city talked about. There was this lady, I don't remember her name, appeared before the city council talking about the renters registry. And of course, a lot of the people who own property didn't agree with it. you know. Yeah. But I said, I think it's great. Because then it would require you to be responsible for your property a little bit more.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, and to me, I would think that you would want people to keep your property up so that you won't have to keep repairing,
yeah,
putting doors on or windows up or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So, but they did nothing.
Well, we appreciate you coming out to talk to us.
Oh, you're welcome.
We'll let you take your photo with your grandmother's
okay,
photo now.
Okay.
Okay.